You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And we're doing the best we can to, like everyone else is, going through this pandemic and the coronavirus and everything that we're dealing with as a country and the world for that matter. But we're trying to provide you timely advice and timely information as it relates to things you can do from a planning standpoint. We know financial planning right now might be secondary, obviously, to lives being lost and all the front, first responders doing their job. But our job is to also worry about the economy and worry about planning from a financial standpoint. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about a few different areas as it relates to your retirement or your whatever you do for work. Because the first thing we're going to talk about next segment is the CARES Act tax breaks for businesses. So there's been some things that have we've had several things that have happened within the CARES Act that have promoted certain, whether it's stimuluses or trying to find ways to help out companies. And there's some tax breaks we'll get into if you own a business or if you know someone that owns a business. Then if you have an IRA or retirement plan, you're going to want to stay tuned later in the show. We're going to talk about, from an IRA and retirement plan standpoint, what are the additional changes that the CARES Act brought forth? What does that look like? And then during the market report, our CFP, Matthew Peck, is going to talk about really what we're looking at from the market standpoint, where things are headed, what the market looks to be, what the numbers are looking at. Is it just the coronavirus, or is there other things like oil that we have to be paying attention to as well? So with that being said, I will introduce Matt and Keith. Matt, everything good on your end?
Oh, everything's doing great. Just trying to stay both healthy and sane. April vacation with four kids at home during a pandemic is not your normal April vacation. So just try and take it one day at a time.
How about you, Keith?
Yeah, everything's going great. Like Matt said, it's been interesting being home, obviously doing all the homeschooling and everything now, although Bourne did suspend April vacation. So the kids do have work over this week, which is good.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, so they decided to vote down allowing the kids to continue with April vacation in order to squeeze as much into, still trying to meet the deadline to be out early June. Like, that's how they were scheduled to be, even with this going on. So
I don't know.
It's pretty interesting nonetheless, and you kind of learn how to be, run the business, be an advisor, handle help, and, serve your families, but also be a teacher, be a parent. So it's a lot of hats.
Correct. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand because our school's the opposite, where this past week, the kids didn't have schoolwork. And it's not like no one's going to Disney World or traveling or doing certain things. So in the kids now, there's only so much you can keep them busy and keep them with activities, that the schoolwork was kind of a helpful way to kill some of the hours of the day for the kids. And, this past week was a little more challenging where there was no schoolwork. It was trying to keep them busy elsewhere.
Yeah.
Lack of activities or something else, guys. It's been nice at first, and now it's like, okay. I kind of need that, baseball and softball and soccer to, I know it's not going to start anytime soon, but I'm running out of fun things to do with the family.
Yeah, and how are you guys doing in terms of we get a lot of questions from, during this time. I think a lot of things that we've realized, and we knew this when we started the firm back in 2003, that we built plans for times like this. And there's that saying that good plans, you know, the bad times eventually come to an end, especially if you have a good plan in place that can withstand certain times like this. And we started the company in 2003. And as we know, our overall mission is really, we call it the retirement roadmap, but it's really trying to, we always joke around about, hey, we're okay giving up some of the upside. We don't want to take the downside exposure as fully as the market offers. And especially with a lot of our clients being in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, they just don't want to have that. It's just not worth taking that type of risk at this stage of their lives. And so over the last several weeks, I've noticed some really neat things, trying to look at the positives, Matt, is that number one, our team has been phenomenal. You know, our team at SHP is about 30 of us. And, you know, with different shifts of who comes into the office when to abide by those guidelines and, talking in terms of who, checking mail, sending mail. Every office is stationed in Plymouth and Hyannis and Woburn. We have someone there every day to make sure that we're there for our clients if they need something. But also just all of our clients have been phenomenal as well, just switching to this virtual world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, and just to jump in, I mean, it's funny, just so everyone, all of our listeners know, I mean, the regulators are often talk about, oh, what's your BCP, which was your business continuity plan. Like, okay, what happens if there is a fire? What happens as a flood? What happens if this happens or that happens? So, the regulators want to make sure that that the business continues on, even if there is some type of act of God, let's say. And it's something that, you're, as you were saying, Derek, you want to look for the positive, and really just stay, sort of in a good mindset. And that's really one area where I think that we've done very, very well is transitioned to basically all virtual, with some physical, pick up mail here and there, but it's been, I think the continuity plan has done very, very well. And I'm very proud of our entire team.
Yeah, it seems like our clients as well have been so gracious in being able to switch to this role. And some of our clients had done virtual meetings in the past, just because once you realize how simple it is to do a Zoom meeting or a Skype or those type of things, obviously you want to make sure it's secure. But once you're able to do that and you get used to it, it becomes even, some people say this is even easier than having to drive to Plymouth or Woburn or Hyannis. Because we have clients that we've been referred to from California and Texas and whatnot. And so one of the things we've seen the uptake in, as you know, is referrals in the past month. You know, a lot of our business comes from referral business anyways, but I think especially where you see, I think a lot of folks going through this pandemic, they might've realized that, hey, maybe I didn't have a plan or maybe I was taking on a little bit too much risk. And that's one of the things that, if you're listening right now, or you're watching, or whatever you're doing on this, as you listen to our show, this is basically a time where you don't want to be caught with your pants down and the tide goes out. If that makes sense, Matt. And now's not the time to do so. And I think, with the market kind of went flying backwards and started to recover a little bit, like I said, we don't know what the future has to offer, but we know from a client standpoint that they have a plan in place where they know that they're going to be okay. And money in the market is not necessarily needed for a long period of time based on the plans that were designed. And so I think with everything going on right now, we are offering some, if you just need a question answered or you want a quick virtual review or a call, if you need some help, we're able to do that. And you can do so by calling 800-227-7777 or jumping on shpfinancial.com. But one of the other things is we try to create as much content of like, what are things you can do with, now that we're in the situation, we're in the pandemic, the virus is obviously spreading and people are getting sick and unfortunately passing away. But for the folks that are safe and doing well, what are some things we can do now to take advantage of the situation that we're in? And we recorded a webinar on the three top things that you have to do during this COVID-19 virus, right? Things that you can plan for now that we're in this spot. And we're offering two days you can watch, either April 28th or April 30th. So it's coming up super soon and you can register to watch the webinar. It's about 30, 35 minutes long. I think it's super important to get educated right now. If you want to sign up for the webinar, just go to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. workshops.com. After the break, if you own a business or know someone who does, we're going to talk about some of the CARE Act tax breaks for businesses.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So if you own an IRA or 401k plan, you want to stay tuned next segment because we're going to talk about how the CARES Act affects you and what are some of the things that we're keeping an eye out for that you want to make sure that you understand if you have a 401k, IRA, 403b plan. There has been some changes made that you should be aware of in that situation. But this segment's really for you business owners. As we know, there's a lot of small business owners and medium-sized business owners out there. And a lot of the payment protection plan, all the different stimulus that are being provided are for a lot of small businesses that make up they employ a lot of people, right, in the country. And so we figured we should do a segment for you business owners because a lot of our clients that we work with, not all of them, maybe like 30, 40% own businesses. And the neat part about that is a lot of our clients that own businesses, we're always trying to look for things that we can do to help them. And we sometimes team up with their CPA or a lot of them work with our CPA that we use. So we're always on the same page trying to maximize what we can do for them on an ongoing basis because it's not just set it and forget it. Things change. And so given what's happened with the CARES Act, some of the changes that have been made, we wanted to kind of quickly go through and then we'll discuss after. So Keith, you want to take off one of the first points?
Yeah. So some of the things that employers can do, and the first one is they can defer their share of the 6.2% Social Security tax on any wages that are paid from March 27th through December 31st of 2020. So it's basically from the end of March to December. If you have Social Security tax that you typically you have to pay on any wages, you do not have to pay that. It is deferred. Now, doesn't mean it's forgiven. You have to pay it at some point, and how it's repaid is, you could repay it all in 2021, or you could split that over 2 years as well. So you could pay half by the end of 2021 of the tax that was owed for 2020. And then you could pay the second half in 2022. So you can actually spread it out over 2 years in regards to repaying the projected Social Security tax that you would need to pay on wages from March 27th to December 30th of 2020. So that's an interesting way to kind of put more money in the short term in business owners' pockets. And that's, I think, what they're really trying to do. Also, if you're self-employed, you can defer 50% of your self-employment tax, which is, that's a huge saving for anyone that is self-employed. Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, so basically a lot of those, basically it's not free. You're just deferring. You can basically defer some money, and then they're saying, all right, while times are tough, you can maybe keep a little bit more in your pocket.
They want to keep liquidity there. Absolutely. Exactly. In my opinion.
And pay it down the road a little bit, but maybe spreading it out over a couple of years.
Yeah, they're hoping business ramps back up 2021, 2022, so these payments don't hurt you as bad as maybe they would right now or in the short term. So
now, does that apply to all businesses?
Yes. The only time it doesn't apply is if, say, you applied for the CARES Act, the protection, the loan that's available, the payment protection plan, and it does get forgiven, then these two measures do not apply. So you have to be careful with that. If you have applied and you do plan on using that program and the loan does get forgiven, then you would need to pay the taxes by the end of the year.
Okay. So that's for employers. Matt, on the other side, Matt, on employers, isn't there a payroll tax credit for those who retain their workers?
Yeah. And so it's funny, you know, just to kind of piggyback on what you guys just mentioned about that, you know, the PPP loan, the payment protection loan, you know, that's why it's a good little segment here for anyone that missed out. I mean, they talked about how a whole bunch of businesses out there applied and, you know, just didn't get through all the red tape and whatever that may be. So for someone that also, same idea, so you have to, you know, you cannot get PPP loan, but if you have not done that, there is a payroll tax credit for any employers or businesses that were hurt by the coronavirus. Now, this is another one where they're really trying to focus on people to retain and pay their workers. As I mentioned, two kind of credits or two issues. Number one, you know, you can't have approved or applied for the PPP. And then also you have to show that your shop was either closed up or hours were reduced or gross receipts declined by more than 50%, you know, in Q2 here. So you have to basically prove hardship. So as long as you don't have a loan or haven't taken the PPP loan and you can prove hardship, you can get up to a $5,000 per paid employee to offset the 6.2% share of the Social Security taxes. So it's like, and it's a payroll tax credit. I mean, that's the thing that I kind of want to, you know, really stress is the fact that, you know, sometimes you write off things and then you pay, you know, taxes on whatever the remaining
amount. Yeah, credit's a much better deal.
Yeah, a credit is like a dollar. It's like money right back to you. It's like, let's say you owe 10 grand in taxes. No, you only own five.
Correct.
You know, because if you get $5,000 per paid employee. So it's just something to definitely take a look at, that payroll tax credit for anyone that missed out on the PPP. And, you know, obviously they're hurting. There's something else to take a look at. And that payroll tax credit is definitely one for anyone that feels that they might have been abandoned, you know, recently.
Yeah. Well, great information, but both of you, because just to piggyback on that, there's also several changes to the 2017 tax reform bill that have been undone. So the CARES Act temporarily eases the 2017 tax reform law in terms of NOL, which is net operating loss carryovers. So that NOLs in 2018, 19, and 20 can now be carried back up to 5 years. So that's another thing to keep in mind. And the CARES Act increased the limit on the deduction large firms can claim for interest on business debt from 30% of ATI, which is adjustable taxable income. So it went from 30% that you could deduct all the way to 50%. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. And finally, the CARES Act suspends the cap on the deduction for business losses on individual tax returns for 2018 through 2020. And a lot to unpack here, obviously. But in terms of, if you have a small business, what are some things you can do to protect yourself at this time? Or what are some things that you can do to help yourself get through this situation? And like I mentioned before, when we work, our whole planning process is designed where a lot of financial planning firms, for right or wrong, they just give you a portfolio and, hey, here's a simple IRA or a set plan, and you know, we'll manage it for you and we'll come see you once a year. That's great. But if you're not getting advice beyond that and things we're talking about above, whether it's from your CPA or your financial professional, that's what we're here. That's what the SHP Retirement Roadmap's about. It's about trying to coordinate a plan from income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, whether you're individual and don't own a business and you work for other folks, or whether you own a business, it all works together to build a plan. And your plan might be different than your neighbor's or another client of ours, but there's some real value here. And so there, like I said, as I mentioned, Keith and Matt mentioned earlier, there are other opportunities for businesses to get help during this time. So if you want to have a quick conversation, see if we can point you in the right direction, or at least have a call, our number is 800-227-7777. And our website is shpfinancial.com. If you'd like to just find out more on how to create a plan for retirement in the midst of all these market turmoil up and down and sideways that we've been experiencing, we're offering complimentary virtual meetings so we can get a better sense of your unique financial situation and retirement planning needs. So again, call 800-227-7777, or you can visit our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we mentioned earlier, if you have IRAs and retirement plans, this segment was for businesses in terms of what the CARE Act changes apply to you. The next segment is for you. So if you own 401ks, IRAs, or retirement plans, stay tuned. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So last segment, we talked about important changes if you're a business owner, and important tax breaks and things that have come into play now that the CARE Act has come into play as an option for business owners like yourselves. If you're not a business owner and you own and you're working, or whether you're a business owner or not, you might apply to both segments, because if you own 401ks, IRAs, simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, 457 plans, the list goes on. There's also been some changes made there as well. Before we get into that, I want to remind you that the three of us have been working hard to try to create good content, and we took our top three things that we think every person should be thinking about right now and planning for during this COVID-19 situation and beyond. It was important before, it's even more important now. And what we did is we created a webinar that's going to be airing live on two different dates. It's going to be on April 28th and April 30th. So obviously that's coming up this week, and it's going to be this Tuesday, April 28th, as well as Thursday, April 30th. And if you want to get access to this webinar, I'd urge you again, just to put it on the books and make some time. With everyone being home and, you know, working from home and having these type of schedules we are, what a great way to get educated without having to go somewhere, without having to leave, you know, have a cup of coffee or some dinner or whatever, and just be able to watch in the comfort of your own home. So if you want to sign up for this webinar, it's going to be, all you have to do is go to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com, and you'll see the ability to sign up. And then we'll even send text alerts as it comes closer to remind you when it's available to view on April 20th and April 30th, this Tuesday and Thursday. All right, so we're going to talk about the CARES Act again. And there's been some temporary changes to regarding IRAs and other retirement plans. So, Keith, Matt, who wants to jump on the first one?
I'll do it. I'll go first. Right. I think some of the main ones that we've been talking about with our clients is the fact that in 2020, you do not need to take a required minimum distribution. And this also applies to folks that have maybe inherited money through an IRA or what's called an inherited IRA. You are not forced to take any distributions. Therefore, if you don't need it, you have the ability to leave the money in there, which is a nice feature, in my opinion, only because, or a nice thing that the government has done, because with the market selling off so hard as it did in March, and who knows when it's going to fully recover to where it maybe once was or close to where it once was, without having to pull money out of the account, it gives that money time to recover, which is a great benefit to folks out there, especially if you don't need the funds. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it's a great thing, like you said, especially if you don't need it, why take it?
Right. And now if you have already taken it, you have 60 days to put that money back in. So a lot of folks maybe took it in January, February. Maybe it's an automatic distribution that they had set up, you know, on an annual basis, just comes to them every year, their required minimum distribution. And they don't need it. They're just forced to take it, and they decide to take it in January or February. You can actually put those funds back in within 60 days of the distribution. So then, you know, you won't get taxed on them in 2020, which is nice. And with the tax law change, meaning the tax deadline pushed out to July of this year instead of, you know, what just passed, which is typically April 15th. It's actually July 15th now because of, you know, what's gone on. They basically have allowed folks to contribute to their IRAs up until July 15th. So just a couple nice features there. One of the things that we're talking about quite a bit with our clients is where you're not taking required minimum distribution, or you maybe don't need that required minimum distribution. However, you believe, like most of our clients do, that taxes will rise in the future or increase in the future, especially maybe now with all the government spending that's occurred. Maybe we do take that required minimum distribution anyways, pay some taxes on it now, and what we believe, again, everyone's situation is different, and you know it has to be implemented correctly, and you have to really work with someone to do this. But pay the taxes now, what we believe could be a lower tax environment, and then convert it to a Roth IRA. So maybe you don't need that money, but you can still do some tax planning with it.
That's huge.
Sorry to hop in, Derek. I mean, just to go back to what Keith was mentioning, I mean, this is the biggest thing. When they pass a stimulus, so here we are talking about the stimulus package and CARES Act and all that stuff. I mean, $2 trillion. Like, I mean, just guys, think about how often we were talking about last year about how taxes are going to be going up. You know, heck, in February, we were talking about taxes going up, but it's already huge debt and deficit. Now add on $2 trillion. If there's anyone out there that thinks taxes are not going up, I think you should get your head checked.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you think about where we are, right? It already was going up, put it that way. If you look at the history of taxes, you know, there was many years where the highest tax bracket in the 50s, 60s, back to the 40s, never got below 70%. And now the top tax bracket's what, 37%? So we're adding all, we already have Medicare and Social Security issues. We already, now we're throwing more money from the stimulus on top of that as a deficit. How are we going to pay for all that? Well, in my opinion, it's going to come from taxes. So that's why we're talking about this. We don't want, right now, we talked about this last week, Matt. If you're the type of person who's just going to sit there and freeze and do nothing, I don't think that's the right thing. Now, we're not talking about selling and making all kinds of crazy moves, but I think you can still be active and proactive without necessarily changing everything up. Does that make sense? Like basically, like you talked about, if God gives us lemons, let's make lemonade and let's find some things that we can do as well to better your situation. So Matt,
yeah, go ahead, Matt. Yeah, I was gonna say, and I think that Derek's area, I was gonna segue into kind of what I wanted to cover. I know you're about to do it too. So apologize, but they've also specifically opened up more access to, you know, sort of IRAs and 401ks and things like that. So one of them is something that we do all the time, but clients might not be aware of it. I mean, our existing clients are, but maybe not our, you know, the listeners right now, is what's called an in-service distribution. So for anyone that's still working right now that has a 401k, beforehand, you had to wait until age 59 and a half or maybe even later to do what was called an in-service distribution. Now, what that means, what an in-service distribution is the ability to roll your 401k into your IRA to take complete control over it without having to retire. You know, a lot of people think like, oh, my 401k, I'd love to work with you guys, but, you know, my money's all tied up in my 401k. Well, not necessarily. As part of the CARES Act, if it's a corona-related, coronavirus-related, so obviously if you're in an industry that's been affected by it, you know, an in-service distribution is something that is now being permitted. So that people can take action. Kind of like Derek, what you were just talking about, you know, I think people would be surprised at how much flexibility there now is.
Exactly. And that's, so again, there's all these new things that are now available that weren't available just not too long ago that you really have to consider within your plan. And I think what we've said, Matt, we're going through this too, right? We're all kind of in this together. And the situation that presents itself right now is obviously very, very unique. But that's what our job is, to try to be there for our clients and be there for a lot of you who have maybe listened to us for the last 10, 12 years on the radio. Now there are still some things you can do right now to benefit your situation long-term, like Keith mentioned, with maybe doing some Roth conversions or maybe some tax strategies or maybe just beefing up your estate plan. There's so many things that you can do beyond just buying and selling stocks within a plan that I think are really worth it. And I think a lot of folks, Matt, and I know, and Keith, you know this too, are kind of fee conscious. Like they're worried, like, you know, I'm nervous about hiring a financial advisor. It costs a lot of money. You know, I had a call last week with someone who joined our firm and they were nervous about fees, right? And I said, no worries, that's fine. But in their portfolio, they already had, just in mutual funds, they were already paying the cost just without any advice, without any advisor, just to own the funds they had, as it would cost to work with us, to not only get a good financial investment plan with the right balance of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that stuff, but really what we're known for since we started back in 2003 is the SHP Retirement Roadmap that looks at five key areas of retirement, builds it into one plan, and is there for our clients to see it through from income, investments, taxes, healthcare, estate planning, all built together in one plan. And a lot of folks, so that I remember he and his wife were like, that's, so we can basically have the same thing for the same cost we're paying now. We can have all this other advice that we're not getting now in a plan. So not everyone can do that, but in that situation, that was the case that they were in. And the fact that we started the firm in 2003, we were there during 2000. Our business was around during 2008, right? Our business has seen many things, from different Ebola viruses and Brexit and all these different situations. And you know what? The plans keep going strong. And that's what we want to make sure that everyone listening has some sort of a plan in place. And if we're the right firm, we just want someone to talk to during this time that has kind of gone through some of these things. And we're in this with you right now. we're happy to do so. And that's what we want to make sure. We're providing value in this time. Whether you become a client is a whole other story, but at least let's get help for the situation that you're in. And you can do so just by calling us and setting up a 15-minute call. It could be shorter, it could be longer, but that's the first step. And we're happy to help you. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. You can also request this call or a meeting or download a recent webinar at shpfinancial.com. After the break, our weekly market report, where Matt, Keith, and our team, we're going to discuss the current situation of the stock market and what are some things that we're seeing, not only with the coronavirus, but even with oil. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we've talked a lot about what's happening out there in terms of the CARES Act and some how it affects both business owners as well as folks who own retirement accounts. There's been a lot of changes that have been made. But this segment, we want to really dedicate towards the market because we also know a lot of eyes are looking at the market and seeing what's happening in the economy and trying to make sense of the ups and downs and swings of the market. And last week, Matt had brought up some really good points about how the market looks further out. You know, it looks at where it thinks things are happening down the road as opposed to where we necessarily are today. And so with that being said, as part of this week's show, Matt, now we're at the stage where people and government and governors are talking about opening up the economy and what that might look like. And so how do we think that might impact the market?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really where we are right now. I mean, to talk about the, you know, to talk about volatility, I mean, this year has been amazing in the sense of, you know, it's been obviously tough to take, but, you know, you've seen a 35, almost 40% drop, you know, followed then by a 25% rise. And so, so we went through the pain and now we're now okay with the stimulus package. We're looking okay. But, you know, really where the rubber is going to meet the road is, you know, call it the great reopening, if you will, because, okay, so now we've been able to flatten the curve by, you know, instituting these extremely, you know, damaging economic moves, you know, such as social distancing, you know, basically, you know, told everyone to stay at home unless it's essential of an item, and, you know, no restaurants, bars, hotel, travel. I mean, literally shut down a fifth of our economy. And you've seen some of the unemployment numbers. And so, okay, all right, well, now we've done it. You know, as I mentioned, the social distancing has, it seems to be working. So now it's a question of, okay, when do we reopen? When do we start to hire and get people back? And, you know, it's a question of, you know, will we have the confidence to start to spend again and to start to go out? And I think, you know, it's a really difficult scenario because of a couple things. First, what no one wants to have happen is this other wave, you know, because imagine what's, you know, more a kick in the teeth is, let's say a governor, you know, opens up the economy, you know, back, but then then there's another surge of coronavirus cases. I mean, talk about taking the wind out of your sail, you know, at just the wrong time. And so that's what they're really managing right now is, and why it's kind of like more of taking a wait and see approach right now, because if we're able to reopen and everything is okay, then that's a different story. But if they reopen, and as mentioned, there's a second wave, then we have, as I said, we're going to have a much longer slog of this all, depending on how that plays out.
Yeah, I think it really depends too. And when people are back to work, some of these companies that took these hits, where are they going to be long term, right? Like how long is it going to take them to recover or to get back to where they were?
And yeah, or recover at all. I mean, Derek, it's like, yes. that's sort of the difficult part. I mean, the longer this goes on, and this is why, thankfully, you know, decisions are being made above our pay grade here. But it's like, the longer this goes on, the more likely it is that, you know, that these companies, these mom and pop or small restaurants or, you know, little businesses here and there never come back. And then, you know, because everyone's like, oh, don't worry, you know, once if we, you know, people go into unemployment right now, we're going to snap right back because we're going to hire everyone back. Well, they're not going to hire everyone back if they're no longer there.
Yeah. And that's the tough part. It's so tough, Matt, because I see both sides of this is usually I take sides, but this is one of the ones I'm struggling with, because on one hand, I totally get like, hey, we have to protect everyone and protect people from getting sick. But on the other hand, we can't live like this forever. And obviously, even though people have a chance to get sick, the economy as a whole, if people aren't able to go to work, and then you have different situations with alcohol and suicide rates and people having, getting into other situations that you know what I mean? That are way outside of the things that we can control in terms of like poverty and things like that. So there's both sides have arguments to how we should do or what we should do in terms of reopening the economy and how fast we can do it.
Yeah. And also to add to that, Derek, I mean, everyone has their own situation. You know, I mean, do you have parents and grandparents that are, you know, still alive or have pre-existing conditions, or do you not? You know, I mean, you might be, it's like, oh, let's reopen the economy. I'm not going to get affected by it. Like I'm 41 years old. And it's like, wait a second. I have my parents, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't want to put them at risk by opening it up too soon. And you know, then it doesn't benefit any of us. So, I mean, you know, I do have faith, you know, personally that, you know, I mean, some of the early stuff coming out on some of the treatments and whatnot, you know, I'll have show some promise, but I just hope that, you know, and I think at some point in time there will be a vaccine that there will be, you know, we will get back to normal. But yeah, I wish, you know, all my prayers are with everyone that the right decision is made for everybody, whether it's people with, you know, fear of coronavirus or as you were saying, Derek, about unemployment, you know, the ills of unemployment and depression, you know, that could affect people too. So I just hope that I hope there's no big surge coming back and we get back to some level of normalcy sooner rather than later.
Well, I'm no epidemiologist, so whatever you call that word there. And by any means, I'm a financial planner since
right.
We opened our doors in 2003 here. But you'd like to think there'd be a way to do it a smart way, if they could have some testing in place or, you know, slowly let, you know, people could go out and be smart about it and not congregate, you know, all at once just because we're allowed to go out and jump into a bar with 500 people. Obviously, that's not the way to do it, but I feel like there could be some ways we could. And I'm not an expert on that, but hopefully there's some ways they can build out so that we can get to closer to the norm. It won't be a norm by any means until there's some sort of vaccine or herd immunity or something, but until it can be a little bit closer to the norm than where we are right now. And all these things that come up, we put out a weekly market report each and every Tuesday morning. There's no cost. We just try to have some ideas in terms of where we want to provide as much value as we can. And each and every week we send this out on what's going on in the market, what's happening, what are things we're keeping an eye out and things that you should be thinking about as well. So that's another great way to get educated. We mentioned earlier, we built out some webinars that can help you with times like we're in right now, available at shpworkshop.com, like top three things you should be looking at from a financial planning standpoint, especially if you're close to or into retirement. But also you can go to shpfinancial.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And that's simple, free, and it goes out each and every week. And that's at shpfinancial.com. So when we get back, stay tuned. We're going to take our top three takeaways from today's show and share them with you right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. We talked about a variety of topics today, specifically around the CARES Act and what's happening in the market. And as we try to get back to somewhat of a norm in our economy and our world, and let people kind of get out there a little bit and hopefully businesses start up over the next couple weeks, 2 months, as best as the government can plan for us or get us out there, right? And so on today's show, we talked about the businesses and how the CARE Act affected business owners. We talked about folks with retirement plans and how there are some new changes and tweaks made there. But as we always do, we want to leave you with our top two or three takeaways from today's show in case you did miss it. And if you did, however you listen to your podcasts, you can download, go to your podcast channel and type in SHP Financial, and you can listen to all of our this past show again and previous shows as well. Maybe you're a business owner and you missed the beginning. There's some good information there that you might want to go back and listen to. So that being said, Matt, what was your big takeaway today?
So I kind of want to go back to all the people that are business owners and or are working for small businesses and kind of want to pass this information on to the boss. There's been a lot of focus, as part of the CARES Act on the payroll protection loans and so how it sort of ran out of money and certain people didn't make the cut and everything else like that. Now, I know there's talk of, sort of refunding or sort of re-upping that line of credit for companies. But even without that, even with or without whatever happens to those loans, there are a lot of credit, tax credits that are there for payroll assistance and a number of other benefits that like on self-employment income and deferral of FICA taxes. I mean, there's a lot there to the bill than just the payment protection loan. So I just want to encourage everyone that is that might have been sort of left out in the cold with the most recent funding that to really look into that, because there's a lot of sort of goodies in there to make sure that businesses stay as solvent as possible during a very difficult time.
And Keith, continuing the CARES Act conversation, you had a takeaway on the IRA 401k owners?
Yeah, the good news is if you don't need to take your required minimum distribution this year, you don't have to. So it's a way to potentially defer more taxes or maybe even, do some tax planning. If you wanted to learn a little bit more about that in regards to Roth IRA conversions and things like that. Now, obviously, you have to take into account your income. You have to make sure it's done correctly and implemented correctly for you, because you don't want to just, convert your whole Roth IRA or poor. You want to make sure you're kind of thinking about different tax brackets, different tax rates, and making sure and your income that you have coming in that year. This year, so then you make sure you convert an amount that you're comfortable with, because ultimately what you're doing is you're basically forecasting and paying taxes now versus waiting for the future. So when it comes to the CARES Act specifically, some of the things we're looking at are, you don't have to take your required minimum distribution. So do you still take that required minimum distribution and then use it for tax planning? Also, if you have an inherited IRA, you also do not have to take a required minimum distribution. So just a couple things when it comes to IRAs and some different planning strategies and some things to know when it comes to some of the new laws that have passed.
Yeah, and guys, we talked about this for years and years and years, but I think the whole concept is, are you having these conversations ongoing with your advisor? Who, or are you trying to do it yourself? And that's one of the value adds that we provide our clients is we're on top. We try to, our job is to stay on top of these things to make sure that the clients that we serve and that we've dealt with since we started the company back in 2003 are up to date on this advice and are getting the right advice. Some clients might, there might be nothing we do. Other clients might be taking advantage of certain windows that they're in right now, whether it's from a tax perspective or allocation standpoint. But it's really about having a plan. And that's what we do here at SHP Financial. We make sure everyone has a roadmap. It looks at all areas of retirement. And got, and everyone that's listening right now, we understand we're all in this together. We're trying the best we can, and we're all going to get through this together. But right now is time to look at your plan and make sure it is doing what it's supposed to be doing for now and in the future. And so we're offering just a quick 15-minute check-in call if you maybe just have a question on a certain area of retirement, or maybe you need more help. But you can do that right now by calling 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Continue to stay safe, everyone. We look forward to talking to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.